The princess who led a rebellion against the darkest forces in the universe has died. Carrie Fisher, perhaps best known as Princess Leia, died today in a Los Angeles hospital. On Friday, she suffered a heart attack while on book tour for her new memoir, The Princess Diarist. It revealed behind-the-scenes stories of the making of Star Wars Episode IV, the movie that made her a star.
This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Carrie Fisher was 60 years old. For more, we're joined by NPR's Netta Ulubi. Hi there, Netta.
Hi, Magna. There's no radio-friendly word for 2016, is there?
No, there isn't. So first of all, tell us, what do we know about what happened to Carrie Fisher?
She had what's called a cardiac episode on Friday while she was traveling from London to Los Angeles. An EMT on the flight gave her CPR when they were just only about 15 minutes from the airport. So as soon as the plane landed at LAX, she was rushed to the hospital by the fire department, and she died at the hospital there this morning.
Well, Carrie Fisher was, of course, best known as Princess Leia, and a lot of fans will say then became General later on in the series. But what was it about this role, the Princess Leia role, that really resonated with so many people for so long?
Well, she was a princess. People love princesses, but she was also a warrior and a leader, and she was so beautiful. Most importantly, though, she was brave, which you can hear here when Darth Vader confronts her.
I want to know what happened to the plans they sent you.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a member of the Imperial Senate on a diplomatic mission to Alderaan.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take her away!
Of course, her iconic hairstyle and that metal bikini she wore when Jabba the Hutt took her prisoner became icons in and of themselves. They were all, you know, just as evocative as a lightsaber. It was really the way that Carrie Fisher played Leia that resonated with so many fans. I don't know if you know this, but Sissy Spacek was up for the role, and so was Jodie Foster. Mm. But what Carrie Fisher did with Princess Leia was made her so good. She made her so good and so smart and so strong.
Absolutely. And her own life was even more interesting as the roles she played on screen. I mean, she was the daughter of Debbie Reynolds and Eddie Fisher.
And she didn't let you forget it. She had a one-woman show a few years ago, and in it she broke down her family tree, which was, of course, dripping with Hollywood royalty. This is just a short excerpt.
Now, I was born in Burbank, California, to simple folk. People of the land. No, actually... my father was a famous singer. And my mom, want to hear something really cool? My mother's a movie star.
So that pedigree might allow a lesser mortal just to simply sit on their tuffet. But Carrie Fisher went on to star not just in the Star Wars trilogy, but to appear in other films, as well as write books like Postcards from the Edge. She wrote 4 best-selling novels and 3 memoirs. She was a successful script doctor. She rewrote scripts for everything from the Star Wars prequel trilogy to The Wedding Singer, The Last Action Hero, and Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
She was an incredible script doctor. And in fact, I mean, she was just so droll and an astute observer of Hollywood, of the cost of fame overall. She was also really upfront about having bipolar disorder. There's a quote I remember from one of her books, Wishful Drinking, and the way she sort of approached all that. She said, if my life weren't funny, it would just be true, and that would just be unacceptable. I mean, she was just funny and brave.
She also said, immediate gratification doesn't happen fast enough, or some line like that. She was hilarious. You know, there's a moment in her autobiography, Wishful Drinking, when she remembers that George Lucas was trying to convince her not to wear a bra when they filmed Star Wars, because in space, technically, you could get strangled by your own bra. And she used to joke that's what she wanted her obituary to be. Quote, she drowned in moonlight, strangled by her own bra. Hmm. How can you not love her? We will miss Carrie Fisher so much.
Well, we're remembering Carrie Fisher, who died today at the age of 60. NPR's Netta Ulubi joined us to help us do that. Netta, thank you so much.
May the Force be with us all.